All right, guys, I will be quick, and then I'll certainly open up to you guys. Obviously, today, first day of spring practice, I think as a coach, you're always excited about that. Obviously, the last 4 weeks, we've been able to be with our football team, which has been really exciting for myself and our staff. I think the whirlwind of the last 2.5 months, it was really good to get back around our football team and really start to install what we look for in our football program. And obviously a foundation of great attitude and effort is our starting point. And I thought we really made good strides in those areas the last 2 weeks. And obviously, you know, we'll take a look at what today's practice looked like day one. And we've got a lot of work to do. Our kids know that. I know that. But we'll take it one day at a time. So with that said, I'll certainly open up to you guys questions you may have.
Matt, the one starter you have coming back in the offensive line campus isn't even going through spring practice. How do you guys approach what you're doing on the offensive line to find some of those guys who you might have to start?
Yeah, you know, I think obviously repetition and opportunity is, you know, really at a premium right now at that position. And obviously some guys that have played some snaps, you know, Nick Fett played a little bit last year. Obviously J.P. Filber played some. So I think really it's a matter of starting at square one. You know, it's ironic because we kind of did the same thing a year ago at Toledo. And, you know, we've been down that road and we'll just take it one day at a time. I think, you know, the key for us is to go as that offensive line goes in terms of how we install plays. And that's okay. You know, I'd rather come out with a great foundation to who we are offensively coming out of spring practice, just rather than trying to do too much all at once.
How important is versatility going to be when you're trying to find those right pieces?
Well, you know, and I think if you, that's a great question. I think if you look at our history of our O-line, that's always been the case. You know, and the reality of it, anybody should be able to play anywhere, any of the five spots. And so I think that's big. I think we've already addressed that and talked about it through the winter with the young men, that there's really not even a depth chart right now. And you saw I didn't even put one. I told our guys it's a rep chart, quite honestly. And, you know, we'll sort it all out. We'll see what guys' skill sets match, what our expectation is for each position. And that's not just on the O-line. It's really across the board right now. And then we'll make our decisions based off of that.
Is there anyone so far on the O-line through conditioning workouts and maybe even today that's stood out?
Well, there are some guys that have stood out. For me to say, give names right now, I think it's unfair until we see practice. You know, I think some guys really did some great things in winter conditioning, which we were, you know, I think offensive line, that's kind of their time. You talk about attitude and effort and toughness, and that winter conditioning is really hard, and you want to see who can kind of work through the tough times of it. And I think some guys did some great things, but until we put on pads, until we get through maybe the first couple of days of practice, I'll have some probably better names for you once we get through that. But yes, some guys have certainly stood out.
How do you feel right now as far as some of the guys that maybe are coming off injuries last year, like Patrick Scoggins or Dave Luna, Terry, some of those guys now getting acclimated back this spring?
Well, I think a lot of guys, you know, that's the one thing that I saw. There were definitely some injuries, you know, and guys with their limited reps or whatever that may be a year ago. And I think that's the one nice thing with change a little bit too is everybody starts with a clean slate. And now all of a sudden you're allowed to kind of come into this with a clean slate with no preconceived notions. And, you know, I think we said that from day one and obviously allowed these guys to start from scratch and really allow them to see what they look like over a period of time. So, again, those are some good names. Some of those guys have done some good things. But until we see a body of work that's more than just 4 weeks with them, it's unfair to say anything more than that other than it's nice for those guys to get a clean slate and to show what they can do within our system.
You'll get a couple more running backs in the summer, but what did you see from those guys today in a little bit of time? You saw, obviously, Mike, but then Charlotte Carney looked like what he's working out with.
Yeah.
What did you see?
Well, you know, I think obviously Mike, you know, is a guy that my challenge to him is to continue to get better. Obviously, it was nice to have a great year last year, but, you know, I've said this and I'll continue to say this about Michael is you've gone from the guy that's kind of the hunter to now being the guy that's going to be the hunted, and that's a big change. And, you know, the expectations rise, and that's what's hard about having success early in a career is do you have the mental capability to press and get better, you know, week in, week out, year in, year out, and Mike's certainly under that microscope right now. So, you know, I think he's had a good winter. He's going to have to continue to have a great spring to continue to match my expectations and I think probably your expectations for Mike. And then equally, I think it's nice to have Sheldon. You know, Sheldon, obviously a tough injury. You know, we're working him back into the groove. I really like what he brings to the table. I've been able to watch his high school tape to see what his capabilities are. I think he's a very capable football player. But again, how does he come back from the injury? What's it look like when there's contact? What's it look like over a long period of time? I think that's a great unknown right now. Mitch Harger is another young man. I'll be honest with you. I think he's got a tremendous skill set and really excited to see what he can do. You know, I think if you really watch the games last year and watch what he did when he was in, he's a guy that's a very capable football player. So, I've got great expectations for Mitch. So, and we'll see, obviously, with some young guys coming in.
When it comes to Mike, when you need him to do more that next level, is it on-the-field stuff? Because at that point, there's only so many more rushing yards.
Yeah.
Is it more off-the-field stuff? What has to happen for him to be able to do that?
Yeah, and I think a lot of it starts with off the field, obviously, with how you study the game of football, how you prepare, you know, having a knowledge of, obviously, the challenges that come with having expectations around you. You know, last year you're kind of this young guy, you just go play the game. Well, now all of a sudden defenses are going to start to strategize how to take you out of the football game. You know, skills that defensive guys are going to tip that. Do you have the mental capability to understand that and adapt your game to those things? And then equally, conditioning. You know, I mean, like you said, Michael's really the only guy with significant amount of reps that were played last year on at that running back position. So, you know, to ask him to play a great amount of reps, it's going to take him being in the best shape of his life to come in and be productive for us to be successful.
Coach, I found it interesting in your prospectus that you raved about your interior defensive line. Can you kind of elaborate on that and what makes you so confident about that group going forward?
Yeah. You know, I think the raving part from my end is the body types and the body structures probably more than anything. You know, I think one of the things that I've really appreciated and looked at is the size of those guys in there. And really, as you break down the videotape, and this wasn't consistent, but there's flashes from all those guys in that interior defensive line that says, hey, they can be really good players on this level, especially playing in the Big 12 schedule. And so my challenge is, can that now be a consistent play? And I think that's what we have to bring to the table with these guys. And again, that goes more so than just showing up one game or, you know, sporadically through a 12-game season. It's the ability to dominate and play with great consistency, get in great shape, great mental effort, and have the ability to play. But I think we really like the skill set of the young men that are playing for us in there.
Coach, you've got a pretty good mix of guys that have been here and then new guys at the quarterback position. What have you seen from them? And then what was kind of the process of getting Kyle Kent on campus as well?
Yeah, obviously the guys that are here, you know, I think those guys, it's been really fun to watch those guys. You know, I again, you talk about a guy like Joel Anik, and I'll start with Joel, and Joel has, I think if you really, again, go back, watch the film, really evaluate it, I think Joel brought a lot to the table the last five games last year. You know, he added some energy to the offense. He really played well and capable throughout the last five games of the season. And I think now it's a matter of him being comfortable and yet continuing to strain to grow as quarterbacks have to. And so I think he's really taken that personal and really done a great job in terms of leading and growing within our offense now. And now I have to learn that new terminology. You know, Dom is a guy that I think we're all excited about. That I'm going to be honest with you. He's been a surprise maybe over the last 4 to 5 weeks. He had a great winter. Really proud of him and really proud of his attention to detail. And then some of the new guys, you know, Zeb, we just announced our Champions Club today, you know, and it's really a 6 to 8 week first quarter. You know, we break the season into four quarters, and that first 8 weeks back, winter workouts included. And here's a young freshman that come in here his first 8 weeks of college football, and he's in that Champions Club, which meant he had a great winter, meant he got stronger, meant he competed in our winter drills and came out with a winning record. And, you know, I think Zeb just gets it. He loves football, and so I think he's brought a lot to the table. And then, you know, you talk about Kyle Kemp. I think Kyle's relationship and my relationship is knowing Kyle. Obviously, Kyle comes into our program as a preferred walk-on. You know, went to Oregon State on scholarship, played at a really good high school football program over in Northeast Ohio, Massillon, Ohio, which is kind of in my hometown. So went through the recruiting process a little bit when I was at Toledo with Kyle. And, you know, I just think familiarity is what brought him here and an opportunity. And so, again, we'll see how that continues to go over the course of time. But Kyle's a great young man. He really loves the game of football. And again, he's competitive. And I think the common theme that I hope you hear from the quarterback position, I would hope under our regime, is you love the game of football. You're gym rats. And I think all those guys really have that mentality so far, which I appreciate.
I noticed that Jay Jones was over playing a little bit of cornerback today. What are you seeing in him there? And is that going to be a place that he plays more of?
Well, you know, I think that's our starting point right now because, length, I'm a big believer in length in terms of cornerback play. And, you know, Jay's a guy that, again, had a phenomenal winter for us. And we kind of said, as we really evaluated the videotape, is he better off closer to the football or is he better off maybe farther away from the football where he can use his length and his skill? And, you know, obviously Jay may not be the fastest corner that we have, but his length and his power and his strength, and he is loose. So it's kind of a starting spot, probably a little bit exploratory from our side of things. But, you know, you talk about guy being a situational player and maybe even growing into a guy that's really comfortable there. I think we'll see. But that's where our starting point is with Jay.
As for this last hour, it seemed like Cotton Moy is kind of taking charge of it as the leader of the cornerbacks. What do you have seen out of him, and what is your expectation this spring going into the fall season?
Yeah, that, again, great question. Kamari, obviously. And this goes back to me playing against Kamari, you know, for the last 2 years and trying to run the ball or throw the ball opposite of where he was the entire time. You know, there was a great deal of respect coming from him from the beginning. And Kamari, I think, has a tremendous high ceiling of skill set and ability. What I'd like to see from Kamari is Kamari to be that player every game and every play. And I think if he can match that expectation, I think great things are going to come because he loves football. He's got a great skill set. He's just got to continue to get better, and we've got to keep him healthy. But, you know, he's been tremendous so far. He's really been tremendous from the day I stepped on campus, and I really appreciate that about him. But going into it, I've got a tremendous amount of respect for who he is and what he brings to our defense.
How's he doing health-wise?
Yeah, I think pretty good. You know, it's been that was a tough go today. That was a long, long day, and I don't think he missed any reps today, which is great. And, you know, he really did a great job through winter. I think we had to be smart with him, but I think he's a guy that it's really important. He's done a really good job the last 8 weeks, and, you know, we'll have to continue to do a great job getting him in great shape, making sure we take care of all the details that we need to with him to keep him on the football field.
What's the process for getting Zeb and Kyle some new quarterbacks? What's the process of getting them, you know, molded here?
Yeah, well, I think reps. Honestly, it's reps and just continuing to be available when they're not taking reps. And, you know, as you saw today, you know, we really cut out meeting times. I'm not interested in meetings on days of practice. I'd rather be out on the practice field and either getting great mental reps, or I think we all learn by doing. And what I found out more today's generation, the more you're on the field and actually going through the process, the more you're going to have success. And especially this first year where we're coming in and everybody's learning new, I think it's all about getting quality reps. And, you know, there's a fine line of that, you know, obviously, but I think we got to do a great job of getting all those quarterbacks, plus really everybody in our program, quality reps. Learn by doing, come back tomorrow, study the videotape, get some good video reps now, correct it, and then come back and get more reps the next day.
You guys have some versatile spots on your defense. What do you specifically see, especially for guys that could play the wheel position for you, or guys that might be hybrid and safeties even?
Yeah, well, you know, we're everybody says, what are you going to play? Well, the reality is we have no idea, you know, and I think and you've heard me probably say this even in my initial press conference, players, formations, plays. You know, I think our early setting is what can our players do? Then what formation should we be in and what plays should we actually call? And so I think, you know, you talk about the Leo position and our nickel position. Those are skill sets that Leo guys that have the ability to be maybe a hybrid high-end pass rusher, but also have the ability at times to drop into coverage and move as into an interior linebacker at times as well for us. The nickel spot is a guy that, you know, maybe can play man coverage at times for us in terms of being able to play, but also have enough strength and power that he can set the edge of the defense and against the bubble teams and the teams that want to win on the perimeter. So unique skill sets. I think we're happy with what we've seen, but, you know, we really have no idea in terms of until we get out and practice what we really have that fit some of those positions that we've played in the past.
You had the offensive guys going through a series of balls that you're
Yeah.
Some coach might just do one of those, those significant practice time devoted to it. Why did you want to do that on the first day?
Well, our initial meeting with the entire football team is the starting point for this football program has got to be the ball. And until we improve that, we will make no progress in our football program. And obviously you look at our numbers a year ago, not where it needs to be. And you take some of those situations away on probably both sides. Defensively, get the football back. Offensively, take care of the football. Those are things that control no talent. It takes no talent. And so you're going to see us do that every day. It's called win the 12th. And, you know, for us to be competitive, to be a championship football program, we must do that. And we'll do it every day in practice.
Coach, having watched Alan Lazard from the opposite sideline prepared for him, has what you've seen out here matched up with what you thought you were going to get?
Yeah, great question. You know, again, Alan's another one of those guys that, a lot like Kamari, you come into it and you just have the utmost respect. But to me, you find out why was there that respect of what you saw on videotape from a year ago. And here's a young man, I think his record in our winter workout program was 115-20. You know, it was staggering. He had a phenomenal winter in terms of what we expect from him in terms of leadership. And it doesn't surprise me when I go out and I see him. I think, you know, even some plays he made today in practice were pretty spectacular. He's that guy, but he's that guy every day. And until we get more of guys like that every day, not just the flash in the pan guy, you know, that's our challenge. But it's great to have your best players be some of your most consistent people on and off the football field. And obviously, Alan brings that to the table for us.
With Campos and his injury, are you concerned about that lingering beyond the spring?
No, you know, I think he's done a really good job in terms of catching up. You know, he's another, I'd say, a football junkie. You know, he's in the film room when we're in the film room. He's around all the time, and I appreciate that about him. You know, I think him and Coach Manning have really developed a great relationship, and I've seen him in some areas that I've challenged him with this injury. You know, get your upper body strength, get it to where it needs to be for us to be capable and you to be capable to be the best you can be. And I think right now, if you look at him, he's a different guy than he was 8 weeks ago. He looks the part now. He's getting bigger and stronger. And you can only control what you can control. And he's got to be able to do that right now and get really good mental reps. So to me, I don't know if it's as big. You know, he's played a lot of snaps, which is great for him. But now it's a matter of the nuance that it takes to be an elite offensive lineman and his ability to do that. And obviously, we'll have to play some catch up in some other areas in the summer.
But just to clarify, I'll be back in the fall for camp.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, I may try to sneak him in some drills a little bit later at the end of spring.
Did he already have surgery?
He did.
What do you have operated on?
Yeah, it was his hip, you know, and nothing that was a major surgery by any stretch of the imagination. They really went in and just cleaned some things out. I think a lot of what we're doing right now is precautionary. And, you know, again, when you have a young man like him that's played so many reps, I don't think it's worth the risk of trying to get him back too fast. So, you know, it's not something that was a major surgery and not something that I think any of us are worried about. It's great to see him out there working and grinding through it right now, and I think he's done a really good job of that.
One more question for Coach.
Yeah, Quan West, Dunning, are they?
Both are medical hardship. So both are a situation where they're still in school, they're still with the football team, but they're physically unable to play anymore. So both of those young men are in that situation.
Anybody else in that spot are not going through spring practice?
You know, other than Levi and Jake, you know, no. But we picked up some great assistant coaches, so I'm really fired up about those guys. They've done a great job. And as a matter of fact, really, we're all here this morning ready to rock and roll with our coaching staff. So it's great to have their leadership still in our program.